believe by the faith of the Son of God.
Faith ensures productivity.
That means every time we mix faith with the Word of God, we are productive. The Word is the gospel. That means the gospel was designed for your faith. The gospel, the Word of God, is the raw material for faith. The factory for the fabrication of faith is your spirit. The machine, Malakaya. The equipment for fabricating the faith is meditation. You need to raise the level of your faith so you can raise the level of your productivity.
Thank you, Jesus. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? So, we'll continue from where we stopped at the first service. So far, you can get the message of the first service. Okay. I'm just going to go further. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you are sick in your body, put your hand there.
Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah.
I wish I had my way. Glory to God. If you've been around a little while, you already know that I don't do these things deliberately. But your job is just to relax and soak. Is that true? And just receive. Just honor the Lord. Amen. And just be transformed. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, how we honor you. Thank you, Jesus. Eternity's Holy King, we love you. Thank you, Jesus.
I know you are here, blazing holy fire. I know you are here, precious Holy Spirit. I know you are here. You are here to lift us higher. I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit. Oh, I know you are here.
Flowing like a river.
Flowing like a river. I know you are here. Oh, precious Holy Spirit, yeah, I know you are here. Oh, you are here to bring revival. I know you are here, precious Holy Spirit.
Oh, hallelujah. Just speak in tongues where you are. Just speak in tongues. Just speak in tongues where you are. Just talk to the Lord. Liga baratosa le de kebronde sushta.
He to bring revival.
Liga baratosa.
I know you are he. Precious Holy Spirit. Just speak in tongues where you are. You can close your eyes if you can. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit. Oh, I know you are here. You are here to lift us higher. I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit. He is exalted. The King is exalted on high. I will praise Him. He is exalted. The King is exalted on high. We will praise His name. Oh, He. Exalted on high. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right, let's see if we can have that scripture, if we can break into it now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So you can just play softly. All right, for he that will love life and seek good days, let him refrain his tongue from what? From evil. And his lips from what? His lips that they speak no guile. All right? Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Let's read that. Because of where I want to pick this thing from. Hallelujah. I'm sure you know some of these pictures. Amen. Are we there? Through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Can we have the Amplified translation? All right, so we stopped at Hebrews 11:3, right? He said, through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. The word, do we have it now? He said, for let him who wants to enjoy life, who wants to enjoy life? I talk now. Who wants to enjoy life? All right, there's nothing wrong with enjoying life. It's in the Bible. Amen. You just have to understand what it means to enjoy life. Going to party is suffering. Amen. And dancing foolish music that doesn't edify your mind is punishment. Do you know how much punishment you put your mind through? When you listen to songs that confuse your spirit, it's punishment. Some of the headaches you have come from there, amen. Or you had, you are no longer doing those things, amen. Hallelujah. It's punishment. That's not enjoying life. Smoking weed is punishment. It's not enjoying life. Don't you think so? Do I need to explain further? It's punishment. But God wants us to enjoy life. Jesus says, the thief cometh not but for to steal. That means the thief doesn't come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they may have life. Life to the full. Life till it overflows. Amen. John chapter 10 verse 10, I believe. So there's an overflowing life. The Bible says God gives us richly all things to do what? To enjoy. It's in the Bible. He said, for the Lord gives us all things richly to enjoy. To enjoy. To maximize. To have fun with. As you grow, you figure that praying in the Holy Ghost is enjoyment. Amen. You figure that having a lot of money is enjoyment. Can I get an amen? you figure out that leading someone to Christ is enjoyment. There is the highest high. It's higher than the high that comes from wheat or from alcohol. Have you ever led someone to Christ and get them filled with the Holy Ghost? Experiment it. The joy is not here. Have you ever gotten someone healed? The joy is not here. Glory to God. Have you ever prayed 7 hours by yourself? You go and try it. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. When you come out like you want to walk in the air, they are telling you, we need 5 million for that. You say, 5 million? Is that why you are sweating? And you just have 50,000. Why? Your perspective has changed. You have mingled with the logic of God. You remember? So, you are walking on the air. You are light. You can't see impossibilities anymore. Shagabalato, sir. You are looking for the devil to slap. Amen. You are looking for him to send him back to hell. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody says, really? Yes, there are people who are looking for the devil. Every opportunity to deal with him. Glory to God. You enjoy life. Enjoying your marriage. Enjoying your loved ones. Enjoying your health is part of the provisions of the gospel. There are people who think if God gives you a lot of money, he shouldn't keep you healthy. Because they think no man should have everything. Why should you have everything? They say, Lord, I'm not asking for too much. I'm not asking for too much. Ah, you have tried now. You give me a good man to marry. Have you not tried? You give me children. No. Concerning your father Abraham, the Bible says Abraham was old, well stricken in age, and has been blessed in all things. That means there was no area that Abraham was wanting. In taking care of his children, he was blessed. In raising godly children, he was blessed. In money, go and read about it, he was blessed. In his walk with God, he was blessed. In his physical body, he was blessed. He was so blessed. We're saying that God did a miracle for Isaac to be born. Do you remember? God quickened his body and Sarah's body. Then Isaac was born. Then Isaac lived for maybe over 30 years. Like I'll check my records. And then Sarah died. That means Abraham was around 130, 140. Baba got another wife. And Baba had 6 children. I think there were 6. He had 6 children. Her name was Keturah. Amen. Kai. Glory to God. You know, we go through scriptures like these so that our minds can have pictures. The Bible says Moses was 120 years old. His eyes were not dim. Neither was his natural strength abated. His eyes was, he wasn't using glasses to read at the 120. He was so strong, he wasn't ready to die. You know, part of the meaning of neither was his physical strength abated was that he could still pregnate a woman, in case you don't know. Yes, in the Hebrew. Well, I'm serious, I'm not joking. He was 120. You will see agile. That's what he's saying. Amen. Do you understand? So physically and the otherwise. If you don't understand what I said, children's church. Imagine a 120-year-old man hanging around you and he has something to offer. Amen. That is a miracle. Are you here? Now, physically, he was so strong and healthy that God had to tell him to go to the mountain and die. He wasn't sick. God said, all right, come up to the mountain. Look at the promised land that I told you about. It's so beautiful. Say, yes, I've seen it. So remember our agreement. Because of what you did, you can't go to the promised land. So arrange your house, anoint this person and all that, then go to the mountain and die. What a conversation. That is your kingdom. That the 120, the man wasn't ready to die. God had to remind him that we agreed
that you will not see the promised land. Because see, that time he spent in God's presence had permeated his body. There was no way his natural strength was going to get abated. There was no way. God said, Lord, according to my word, you have to die. Go to the mountain and die. So he arranged everything and went to the mountain. He said, Lord, I'm ready to die. And God answered, okay, I will honor you. Meaning your body will not be found. The Bible says he was king in Jeshurun. That means there was a kingly authority upon Moses. He was king. Before Pharaoh, he was a god. Aaron was his prophet. And then they couldn't find his body. So glory to God. Are you here? What of Sarah, your mother? At 86, go and read your Bible. Kings were tripping. She was 86. Minimum. You can do your own calculation. You can only be higher. The Bible says, when Abimelech saw her, she said, what, babe? My God. 86. They didn't have cosmetic surgeons. Is somebody here? I'm showing you the power of this covenant that God wants us to richly enjoy. You are 35. You are looking too old because of the vicissitudes of life. Who did this to you? You don't smile. They say smile. You say, why must you smile? Smile all the time. Things are not working. Why must you smile? You are ruled by your senses. 86 years. Hidden king. Abimelech was not looking at the character. Mm-mm. Kings of those days, they were hidden. It's not character. It's the outer. It's not the content. It's the container he was looking at. The Bible says, man looks at the outward appearance. So don't say, well, his her character, you know, she was a godly woman. So he wasn't looking for character. The Bible says he took her to wife. Asking James. Amen. In King James, wife is a verb. She took her to wife. Glory to God. And then watch this. God appeared in the night. Amazing. That should tell you something about righteousness. That should tell you something about the righteousness of faith. That should tell you something about God's commitment to his covenant. When it comes to defending you, God doesn't look at your wrongs first. No, he defends you first. Then he can now settle between you and him. Somebody got that. He doesn't. He doesn't. That is not consistent with scriptures. When it comes to defending you, God will defend you first. If he needs to talk about what you did wrong, it's between you and him. But God will never let you out because you did something wrong. No. That is not consistent with grace. Who lied? Abraham. Someone said, no, but it was actually his sister. No, his motivation was fear. And fear is wrong. So that's my sister. I said, yeah, I like her. I said, oh, you can have her now. Because he was afraid for his life. Watch this. When the Lord appeared in the night, who did he meet? Abimelech. What did he tell him? He said, you are a dead man. Ah, what kind of conversation is that? Number one, Abimelech did not know. Abimelech was told that this is my sister. So in what way was he wrong? But you see, in the realm of covenant, you don't deal with right and wrong. You deal with blood speaking. Who has blood? Who does not have blood? Do you understand? Who's got blood speaking for him? That's what matters. Who's got covenant speaking for him or speaking for her? That's what matters. So that Abimelech, you are a dead man. Say, Lord, what have I done? See, that woman in your house is another man's wife. You want to die? Say, God, I did not know. God has said, I actually know. In the innocence of your heart, I have kept you away from touching her. Now, he referred him. No, who did he refer him to? Back to Baba Abi. You say, go and meet him. He will pray for you, for he is a prophet. Prophet. For he's a prophet. He will pray for you. and the womb of everything in your house will be opened up. Guess what? That was what happened. Listen, God will always defend his inheritance, and we are his inheritance. Always. Always. So if you are in a fix, there is a dimension to God. And that is what I'm showing you that exists. Engage it. It's called covenant. God honors that covenant. And you know, he never brought the conversation about Abraham. So Abraham, why did you go and tell her? Tell him that she's your sister. Why did you do that? You know, God never brought it up. You know what's on God's mind? As long as this man can keep working with me, he'll keep getting better. Did you get that? What of Genesis 18? When God came in person to the house, Abraham perceived that these were angels of God, and one of them was Elohim. You remember? And fed them. He said, where's your wife? She's in the tent. He said, by this time next day, according to the time of life, Sarah shall embrace his son. The Bible says, Sarah laughed. Oh, I'm old. Shall my master have pleasure in me? So we are both old. And the Lord said, Sarah, why did you laugh? Before the Lord said, no, I did not lie. I did not laugh. No, I did not laugh. You know, God said, but you laughed. She still insisted, no, I did not laugh. You know the picture of God we're taught growing up? Sarah cannot try that. Amen. Eh? Fire will burn in that place. Amen. But you see, now it shows us a picture of what God is concerned about. Religion has majored on the minor and then minored on the major. Some of the things you think God is interested in is amazing. He's not. You see, is it skirt or trouser a woman should wear? You think that's the conversation going on in heaven? Should you wear earring? Should you fix weave on or use our natural hair? You think that's the conversation? That's what is important to God in heaven concerning earth. His word teaches moderation. That means don't do anything in stupidity and in foolishness. Are we together? Do things within the boundaries of contentment, between the boundaries of moderation. That's what the Bible teaches. Are we together? And focus on the state of your heart. Because as long as your heart is getting transformed, your actions with time will get transformed. Are we together? Until you believe right, you can't live right. So, right believing sponsors right living. Are you still here? What picture of God do you have? You may not know. Brethren, we have to be very, very be careful. Very, very be careful. You hear that English? See, this is how you be trying your best like this. And then you do one small thing like this that is wrong and trumpet to sound. You have missed it. Seriously. In your pure mind, you think that is true? That means the sacrifice of Jesus is not potent enough. Still depends on your last action to get it to heaven. What a powerless sacrifice. No, it still depends on it. They say if you are holding your mother's change, that's what we're told. If you are holding your mother's change, you did not give her and trumpet sound. You have stolen. You are a thief. You are not going to heaven. Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord is taking me in this direction.
You are not going to heaven. So how can you go to heaven? Let me tell you. Sinners do good things once in a while. Does it change them? It doesn't. It doesn't. No, God told you in 1 Corinthians 13, talking about love. He said, love is patient, love is kind. Now, he's telling you to relate with other humans, being patient and kind. Then he relating with you, he drops the standard. And you think so? God is love. He's saying, I am patient and I am kind. God is love. He's saying, love keeps no record of wrong. You read it. That means there's no cinema in heaven. They say, stand there, John. Watch. Beam. See, you are going to your mother's spot. He said, Angel Michael, pause. You can see. You can see. You are putting your hand in the pot. You can see. Pause. You can see. We can't help you. He picked the meat, the biggest one in the pot. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Are you here? So when we say your sins are forgiven, your sins are forgiven. When you go to pray, no more sense of guilt, inferiority, and condemnation. What he wants is for your eyes to be on him. Because the more you behold, the more you become. The more you behold, the more you become. He said, we all with open faces, beholding as in the mirror, the glory of the Lord. We are metamorphosed. We are changed. We are transformed into the same image as by the Spirit of the Lord. So what transforms Christians? Beholding. Oh, and you behold by hearing. Oh, glory to God. You behold by hearing. Beholding. There is no other route to transformation aside beholding and becoming. Glory to God. And you cannot behold if you are not sure that your sins are forgiven. There's a boldness with which you come to the throne of grace. He said, come boldly into the throne of grace, into the throne of grace, and obtain mercy. Find grace to help in time of need. Find grace, locate grace, collect it. Oh, glory to God. How did he say you should come? Say it again. Come boldly. Religion says, I messed up. I don't want to see my father. Christianity says, I messed up. I need to see my father. Did you get that? I need to see my father. I told you last week that grace cannot be reduced to sin management. That means there must be a movement from the negative spectrum to the positive spectrum, where grace becomes an empowerment. And listen, this empowerment comes by your understanding of the righteousness of faith, by your understanding of this forgiveness, by your understanding of the Father heart of God. That is a pathway to this empowerment of grace. I didn't add that last week. Are you here? That the Father is loving. The Father is loving. He loves the dirtiest one amongst us. Because he believes, not because you want the person to remain dirty. He believes that, look, the only way this fellow can be clean is through the instrumentality of my love. That's the only way. Look at the story of the prodigal father. You know it as the prodigal son. He's the man that was prodigal. Oh, you didn't read it? But the Lord was trying to show us something. And then he went and wasted all the money on riotous living. I like the expression, riotous living. He was living inside riot. Anyhow living, that's what it means. Anyhow. When he blew everything, he came. The Bible says,
He gave to no man, remember, and no man gave to him. Big lesson there. And then he went and started feeding on swine. Then one day he came to himself, I can be a servant in my father's house. I will have food to eat. I'll have food to eat. Remember, he rehearsed what he was going to say. Then here comes the prodigal son. And then the father sees him. Oh God. See, he didn't say, oh, that boy who took my money, who took half of my money, is coming back. Suffering had watered up past Gary. He's coming back. Musa, lock the gates. Keep him outside first. Let the rain beat him a little. As funny as that sounds, that is a picture many people have of God. The Bible says, who ran? Sky. Who ran to us? Talk to me now. The Father. Who does that? Love does that. The Bible says, he gave him a new garment, righteousness. He gave him a signet ring, authority. He gave him his shoes, a new standing. And then everything he rehearsed to say, the Father didn't allow him to say it. And what next? Let's party. Let's party. That is a picture of grace. Let's party. And this is why those who don't understand grace will be angry. Like the other brother. I've been serving you. And here's the point. You don't enjoy the Father's love and blessings just because you are serving me, serving him. You have to know that, look, this belongs to me. Amen. You know, when the son came, the second son came, he said, kill the fatted calf. Fatted. You know fatted calf? They feed that guy for special occasion. Say, kill it. Kill it. And then he ran into the father's arms. And the party was thrown. And he was reconciled. Without the father putting before him what he did. Why? Love keeps no record of wrongs. He said, love believes all things. That means what love really believes is the outcome. You know, this one can change. We believe in this one. Are you here? Glory to God. God has given us all things richly to enjoy. Can I imagine where my service, where my sermon went to? All things richly. That's what grace does. Enjoy God's goodness. You see, if you have not received love, you can really not show love. You know why many Christians have problem with unforgiveness and bitterness? They have never received the Father's love. The Bible says, he that is loved the most. You see, he that is forgiven the most, rather, loves the most. That's what Jesus said. It's impossible to understand and receive God's love and not walk in love with another person. Oh, yes. Because you will remember the unconditional love you received. And then you direct love to a fellow man. Are you blessed? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My time is up. Let's just break bread and go home. Amen. I couldn't enter the message today. Amen. We're supposed to continue with Genesis 2. Genesis 2, 7. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Rise to your feet. Were you blessed? We'll continue on Sunday. Remember, Sunday is still 2 services. Then Upper Sunday will start 3 services. Are you blessed? Did the Lord speak to someone? See yourself in the light of God's word. Amen. Nothing is too big for you. Amen. Oh, I said nothing is too big for you. Nothing is too big for you. Ah, the blood is your qualification. Nothing is too big for you. If the prodigal son enjoyed the fatted calf, you are still with the father. Amen. Imagine what you're entitled to. No, that was what he told the other son. He said, everything I have is yours. Everything I have. Everything I have. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How many of you think you need a special touch from God this morning? Everybody stand to your feet. You need a special touch from God. Speak in tongues where you are, and lift your hands. Just speak in tongues where you are. And let the Lord touch you. In the overflow, make sure you're following. Make sure you're following. Make sure you're following. Sorabakato Sosu. Salida Kopra Kabasa. Lisushta Prodoli Kabasa. Hentola de Brosa. You are the Lord. Most I keep praying. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Most high. You are the Lord. You made the way in the sea. You are the Lord. There is nothing. There is nothing you cannot do. You are the Lord. I worship you, Most High. You are the Lord. I worship you, Most High. You are the Lord. Let your heart cry out. I worship you, Most High, you are the Lord. Elago Banani, I worship you. Most High, you are the Lord. Elaso Banani, I worship you. Elado, Most High, you are the Lord. Elaso Manana, I worship you. Yeah, Most High. You are the Lord. Ela kose mane, I worship you. Ela tabalata, Most High. You are the Lord. The power of God is going to rest upon some people in this service. Just lift your hands and keep the tongues in your mouth. Ela kebaratele banano, I worship you. Most High. You are the Lord. You are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord. Just keep speaking in tongues. Speak, pray the Holy Ghost. You are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord. You made the way in the sea. You are the Lord. Shalila lo sebani. And there is nothing you cannot do. You are the Lord. I worship you, Most High. You are the Lord. I worship you, Most High. You are the Lord. I worship you, Most High. You are the Lord. Lift your hands. Lift your hands, just play, just the strings. Lift your hands, lift your hands, lift your hands to whatever, speak in tongues. Some of you truly need a touch, a special touch of God. Where you are, some of you need serious, drastic turnaround. Some of your hearts are calling for something that is hanging. Some of you is impartations of the anointing of God. So we keep speaking in tongues. The hand of the Lord is about to rest. The hand of the Lord is about to rest. The hand of the Lord is about to rest. Yes, there's a young man and a young lady with a shout in your belly. You are holding it. When you release that shout, something will rupture, not just upon you, but the new atmosphere. At the count of three, Lika Patonska, let that shout come out. Let that shout come out. Let that shout come out. Let that shout, that's right. Let that shout come out. One, two, three. Let that shout. Help her. There's a young man, I don't know where he is. There's a shout, a shout, a shout. A shout out of your belly. Leso kapronda kiskapaya. Zoliga pronda sustapa. Shaliga pronda susta. Luzi safredila panta silakosa. Lika panda susta. There's a shout. There's a strong prophetic shout that will bubble out of your spirit. One, two, three. Help that young man there. Help that young man there. Shepetola cobra de bosa. Inga panda so stepora di la kepaya. Salika prona. Take it now. Just take, 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 take. Take! 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 Lift your hands. I see the cloud of mighty impartations. Take, 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 take. If it's healing, you need take. If it's a job, you need take. Even like a ponda likapaya, a new dimension of the anointing of grace, of prophetic unction. Liga baratosa. I'm seeing intercessory. Yes, yes, the grace of prayer. The Bible calls it the spirit of grace and supplication. It's resting upon people. Liga pronda kipatosa. Take! Take! I took authority over the spirit of depression. Over the spirit of heaviness. Now, now, now. Come out of her. Come out, come out. You can hear me in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. You spirit of heaviness. You spirit of... Come, let me pray for you. You spirit of heaviness. Come out! Come out! Keep the tongues in your mouth. Expect to receive. In the overflows, expect to receive. The power of God is resting on people. Lift your hands, lady. Try to look at me. Try to look at me. Try, try, try. Aha. Aha. Let her go. Let her be. Help her. Out, 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 out. Let her be. Out. Let her be.
Elohim, Elohim, Elohim.
You saw me in your dream laying hands on you this year, not last year. Lift your hand. You saw me in your dream laying hands on you in 2021, or not last year. You saw me in your dream laying hands on you, releasing impartation, talking to you about the next level. Lift your hand. Let me see the hands. Can you see? How can this be normal? And there are more people outside this ministry than those who are in the ministry. This is this year. Lift your hands. I will try to locate you, to lay hands on you where you are, to complete what started in that dream. Lift your hands. If you are at the back, come forward. If you are at the overflow, come forward. You saw me laying hands on you in the dream. Just. If you are sitting close to the front, just be where you are. But if you are at the back, just come to the front.
You saw me laying hands on you in the dream. Liba, something is about to break out upon people. Leko preko patosa. Are you tired of playing? What's happening? Just come on. Come on the rock area. Come on the rock area. I pray. You saw me. Some of you, you woke up under the anointing. Your life is about to shift. Your life is about to shift. Your life is about, help him, help him, help him, help that young man. Help that young man. Shabatola baya. Shepetola kombrekosa. New season, new season. Do you see that? Do you see that? Lift your hands. All of you that are laid hands on it in the dream, lift your hands where you are. Liga baratondo sikapana. Shaliga bronda. Lift your hands. I feel the fire of the Holy Ghost. Ilege bakora bakatosalia da kapa. Endolobo kapaya. Saligabo, help her, help her, help her. Help her. Maba pepa tele papata. Pepe tata pepe. Pepe tola pa. Help her. Help her. Enter, enter. Shush. Malako. Yes. Yes. Strength. Grace. 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 Help her. Lift your hands. Stand behind him. Break him. Help him. Yeyala bale. Yeyala bale. Yes. Yeyala bale. Yeyano semane. Yeyala bale. Ayala gono. Adamo himini. Lift your hands. Yeyala bale. Yeyala bale. Yeyala bale. Yeyalo bagabane. Yeyalo sumab. Help him, help him, help him. Malake barabalada banaya. Leba kapa. Take. I release upon you grace and ability. New grace, new ability. Take. Take. In the name. Who will fulfill your destiny? Help her. Help her, help her. Grace. Take. Fresh. Fresh, fresh, help her. Fresh. Lift your hands. Grace, lift your hands. Albert. Grace, 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 grace. Grace. Let me begin to speak. Grace! Lift your hands. Limitations are broken. The boundaries are off. Yeyano ye manele. Yeyano ye manele. Let the fires of Zion begin to burn. All of you lift your hands. Let the fires of Zion, the fires of the throne room, lick up the whirlwind of God's glory. Lift your hands in overflow. The whirlwind of God's glory. That wind that transforms. That wind that changes. That wind that lifts. Leko baratela banatela toska. I bring you into a new room. 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 In the name of Jesus, I bring you to a new corridor of power, of encounters of the God kind. Ilakeba sama. You saw me in your dream. I've not laid hands on you. Come. Ilakabaleg. Ila bagale. Yeah, they can just come up stage. If you can put them around here. Hey Yaro. Hey Yano. Oh, you saw me in your dream laying hands on you. You saw me in your dream. Said this year. Just line up here. Let me finish this, then I'm done. Are you sure you saw me in your dream? It's me you saw.
Stand there.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the impartations are marked and designed. Lift your hands. Let it rest on them. At the count of three, in the name of Jesus, let the fires burn. Grace. Yes. Grace. 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 New ability. In the name of Jesus. I see the nations open. I see them calling for you. Prisca, they are calling for you. They are calling for you. I'm telling you, they are calling for you. Let the circle of impartation be complete. And you break into that thing. Breaking. Lift your hands, young men.
Hey, Alado.
Aha. It's a new season, oh. It's a new season. It's a new season. Help them. Help them. Help them. Help them. Grace. Help him. Yes. Let the spirit of faith and prophecy come upon you. Thank you, Lord. The spirit of faith and prophecy. You can take her behind there. Just carry her there. The power of God is on her. Oh, I laid hands on you in a dream. I'm listening. I'm on my bed, dude. I was on my bed. That's the angel of the anointing. Yes. Yes. Let him minister for you. Let it open doors. Let it open gates. Let it bring new possibilities. In the name of Jesus. The circle is complete. The circle is complete. Who is a footballer here? Footballer. Oh, you are the one I met that day. Come. Do you want to go to Europe? You want to go to Europe? You've been in Europe. Okay. You want to go back there? You want to stay there to play football? That's where football happens. Will you promise God that you don't forget him? That the money you make, you will send it to church for God's work to be done. Will you promise God? Lift your hands. In the name, close your eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Ligaba, I give you wings. I open the gates of Europe to you. You have become irresistible. As your videos go out, you have to choose. It's multiple options. You have to choose. Lift your hands. I'm seeing a business of football. Hallelujah. Keep speaking in tongues. The power of the Holy Ghost is so strong here. Somebody should stand behind her. Yes. The old is gone and the new has come. I'm seeing a garment of glory and honor. I'm seeing a garment of glory and honor. The Lord says the old is gone and the new has come. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, take. Take. I've seen a new garment of glory and honor. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the circle of impartation be complete. Hallelujah. 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 Can I minister? Keep the tongues in your mouth. Be speaking in tongues. We'll break the bread now.
Let me, there are a few persons in the overflow I need to touch. Let's go there. Somebody should sing. Where is Esther? Sing very soft. No much noise. The volume is very low. One wonderful, marvelous are the works. It's too high. Reduce all the volume. And great is your name. Just keep the tongues in your mouth. The Lord is doing something wonderful, marvelous are the works of your hands. Great is your name. Satan, your power over this life is broken. Your power over this life is broken. In the name of Jesus, I challenge the things that be. Lika bapasila kopata. Shepeto abatela. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Jesus, at the count of three. One, two. On your mark, set, go. Go, go, go. Get up. Declare you free. Woman, you are free. I'm free indeed. Ela kapatosa. Cut hands. People here. Just lift your hands. Just lift your hands. Mosa, thank you, Jesus. There's somebody here. Jobs have been slipping out of your hand. Jobs have been slipping out of your hand. You are almost getting it. It slips out. You are almost getting it. It slips out. You are almost getting it. It slips out. Just wave your hand where you are. Not once. Not twice. Jobs, slip. A person, just come. Who else? Job slips out of your hand. I need to pray for you. I need to pray for you. Can you lift your hands? I know the volume is fair. Just lift your hands. Are you ready to receive? In the name of Jesus Christ of everybody in the hall, just lift your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, enter into a new room. Can I get an amen? Enter into a new room, a new and large room in the spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus, enter into your Rehoboth. Enter into your Rehoboth. In the name of Jesus. But I take authority over delays. I take authority as I'm laying hands on someone and saying this. It applies also to people in this hall. I take authority over delays. In the name of Jesus. Lesoka brandileko skila gonde sister. That action comes to you now. Jesus, I take authority over delays. I take authority over delays. I take authority over delays. In the name of Jesus. Help. Liga brande sister. I command a new season for everyone in this hall under the sound of my voice. New grace, a new season of new abilities in the name of Jesus. And I pray for every family represented in little hands, every ember limitation over families in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I of God's spirit, I command them removed in the name of Jesus. Let there be new experiences of God's marvelous kindness in your homes, in your extended families, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Never plagued your house has come to ask questions recent time. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, name above all names, I command this is removed. In the name of Jesus, let there be mighty testimonies from this morning. Let there be mighty testimonies erupt for you. In the Jesus.
Your name, yeah. Marvelous are the works of your hand. Ladies,
did you receive? Is that Mount of Rehoboth?
Lord, we thank you for your body broken for us. We are so grateful. Thank you for your blood shed for us. We are so grateful. Thank you because from this we have peace. We enjoy shalom. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And you have made room for us. And we are prosperous in the land. We are fruitful in the land. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As we partake of this, let every sickness be healed. Let every fear be gone. Let new visions be imparted into people's spirits. Let limited thinking go out the window. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. We can go ahead and take the communion.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.